الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. ما بعد، as you hear the brothers and sisters, we began the khutbah by khutbah al-hajj as usual, and then I said all slaves of Allah, at the beginning of the new hijrah year, it is required from us to stop by a story in the history that changed the direction of the history, and that lighted up the face of the earth and gave the life a different definition from the one used to be known before it. It is the story that took place in Mecca, and from there it went to two different places in three times, in three journeys. One of these two places was, as I call it, Baybatul Khayr. And the second, or the other two journeys, were to Abyssinia, to where the king, the only king that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam done Salatul Ghaib on the janazah of his in Medina, when Jibreel alayhi salam brought him the news that Al-Najasi has passed away. Do you know what story is that, and what incidents there were which the Muslims have forgotten the lessons of them today, which they should not forget? It is the story of the hijrah, of the migration. Migration, which means to migrate or to move from the land of kufr, disbelief, to the land of Islam. From the land of bid'ah, innovation, to the land of sunnah. In which man can live as a man. As there is no value for man except when he worships his Lord Allah. Away from worshipping any others, from mankind or things, and away from worshipping his own desire. Yes, this story began, this grand and great story began by those very painful incidents which the Muslims tried to survive and be patient with them. However, no one could cope with those pains. No one could be patient with them, as they were very severe. Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to be taken to the mountains of Mecca with naked body, except for what covers his private parts only. And he would be pushed to lay down on those rocks at the time of war, at the noon, when those rocks are extremely hot, so his pure skin to be burned at there. Not only that, they used to bring big rocks and they put them on his chest while he is laying down on his back. To those hot rocks, So it increases from the psychological pressure before the physical pressure. And he used to be lashed above all that in order to get a word from him that can guarantee for him a perfect life amongst the people of Mecca. But he always refused. He always used to refuse to give them anything that they can't be pleased with. He used to refuse to give the enemies anything that they can't be pleased with. And he used to be patient. And nothing they can gain from him, whatever they ask him to deny, is Lord Allah and praise the lords that they worship. But he never used to say to them other than a word that I can hear now repeated in this mosque, by the corners of the mosque, and in the whole land of Saudi Arabia, where the Tawheed is only seen. He used to say to them, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad. He is only one, he is only one. And they know who he mean by he is only one. They know that he means Allah. Another side of Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by Al Yasir, a family who used to be slaves, and their masters from Bani Makhzum used to take them to a place called Fatha Mecca, and they practice and exercise different ways of torturing and punishing. But they never could gain anything from them other than their patience. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could neither do anything in order to stop this punishment, the unjust punishment. And he only find it sufficient to please Al Yasir by saying, Sabran Al Yasir, fa inna maw'idakum al-jannah. Be patient, O family of Yasir, and the date or the time for us to meet again is there in the Jannah, in the paradise. So they survived and they were patient and they resisted up until Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha was killed. Yes, they were patient. They were patient in receiving this punishment, and they were patient, and they were standing respectfully on what they believed on, and they trusted the word of Allah, as Allah Ta'ala said to His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as in Surah Al-Rum, Surah 30, Ayah 60, فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Be patient, as the promise of Allah is true. And I said then, how much do we need in this time and in every other time for patience? For patience. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran, Surah 3, Ayah 200, Or you who believe, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله. Or you who believe, be patient. And make your enemies patient. And do ribat, meaning get prepared for fighting, but don't begin. And fear Allah. And it is not far from there where Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Hero Martyr, the one who wrote and shown the best positions of patience for the sake of Allah, standing steadfully on his deen. And one day they took him out to a Tan'im, where Masjid Aisha today is. And then they crucified him alive. And just before they killed him, he asked them a question. And he said, if you see it is okay to let me do two rak'ah, pray two rak'ah, then do it. They said, yes, go and do, pray two rak'ah. So he prayed two very perfect rak'ahs. And then he came to the people and he said to them, by Allah, if it is not that you're going to say and think that I am only extending or making my prayer long because I'm afraid of killing, I would have done it too long. Just I did not want you to believe that I'm afraid. And then they crucified him. And when they tied him very well, he supplicated, saying, O Allah, verily we have conveyed the message of your messenger. So bring this news of what we are suffering off to him tomorrow. Look, he said tomorrow. And then he said, O Allah, count their number, meaning the kuffar, don't miss no one of them, and kill them all, and don't leave no one of them but to kill them. And from the best sayings ever said of the poetry, the two lines of poetry of Khubayb, where he said, ولست أبالي حين أقتل مسلما. I don't care when I'm killed as a Muslim. على أي جنب كان بالله النصر. To which side I'm going to collapse. I don't care to which side. As long as I'm going to be killed for my deen. وذلك في ذات الإله وإن يشاء. And that is only for the sake of Allah. And if He wills, يبارك على أوصال شلو ممزعي. He blesses the pieces of this body which is cut into pieces. It is really a very shining picture in the history of this ummah, and how badly we are in need to remind people today of these examples. Once we get to the, as they say, new Hijra year, and instead of doing certain things which are not from the Sunnah at all, how much we are in need to show our children these examples and make them know them, so they can get from it, lessons of which we cannot get. especially that we are in a time that is exactly same as the time of Mecca before migration, where the Muslims were very weak. Yes, the trials were very much severe on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, may Allah be pleased with them. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted them to migrate from their land which they loved, from that land which they liked when they were raised from boyhood. But it is the deen, the religion, and it is the sacrifice for that you can worship the Lord of universes. That is the only thing was to be their priority number one, even before the life of parents, wife or children. The companions, may Allah be pleased with them, migrated from Mecca to Abyssinia by the command of the Prophet ﷺ or the permission of his. Who told them, go to Abyssinia, as there is a king whom no one can be oppressed by. I don't want to have any comment on that. I leave it for all nations of today to see. They migrated the first time, and when they approached Abyssinia, there was a rumor that is spread by the media of the enemies, as if today, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Quraysh had held a compromise. So those companions returned back from Abyssinia, finding the case is even worse than the time they left Mecca. So they returned back. Some of them returned back, and some others joined them. And this was the second migration to Abyssinia. But migration then was not obligatory upon them. But after 13 years of patience against the severe punishment in Mecca, and of coping with different and various of ways of punishing and torturing, there the command came from Allah to His Prophet to migrate to where the Iman, calls to. And it is the land where it held the light. It is Taifa, the city which the Prophet changed its name from flaming to Taifa, which is goodness or the good smell. So after blaming goodness, stick to the people of Medina. So they were the best. They were the people who has and holds the best hearts amongst all people. They were people of the best Iman. They were the people of the best land. They were the best of the people of the best deed. As in them, the true worshipping than any others. And For them, the sha'ada is given for more number than others. And they were the people of perfect characters and manners. They are the Ansar who supported the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الناس شعار والأنصار دفاع. People are the outer coverage of the body, but Al-Ansar is the inner coverage of the body that touches the body directly. Verily, the incident of migration is considered to be from the most important incidents of the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which changed the history and that established for a new mankind hood. That brought to life the soul of it, brought to life the meaning of truth, justice, kindness, and brotherhood amongst mankind, and brought to them the meaning of the sincere worship. However, it is this incident, the incident of migration, is from the strongest evidences on the consequence of the aqeedah, the creed, the belief, when man has it, and how the deen, the religion, can work effectively on the spirits. Even though migration is repeated in the old history and this time history, single migration and group migrations, looking for sustenance sometimes, running away from war sometimes, running away from anger sometimes, but migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions radiallahu anhum is well distinguished from all these kind of migrations, that it was migration of congregation, all together, people came in groups, left their lands, and the reason behind that wasn't for anything of this life. It wasn't because the war that made them leave their lands. It wasn't because that there was no rain, so they were looking for water. It wasn't because of any other things from which is from this life, but they left their lands willingly. What makes them to do that? What makes them to do that is their love to their deen and their response to their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their leader, whom in his steps he sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the new history of the nations. And this was a way of winning the battle against the false and wrong creed. And it is to establish the new lifestyle, the new style of life, and the nation and country in which they can exercise their life upon the laws of the Sharia of Islam, that which they believe in, and under the leadership of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this hijrah, this migration, is a, as we call it, hijrah aqaidiyah. It is a migrating of belief. It's because of the belief. So it is due to the iman, the belief, and the complete understanding of and belief of the new law of life. There's another one. Loyalty in this new life is only for Allah. So no one should be loyal for his people. As we hear today, they are loyal to their people even if they are Christians or whatsoever. And from what I hear that made me laugh to cry is two of the leaders of the of one of the nations that he said, one of them said, and we thank our Christian brothers. And he means the Christian brothers, the Palestinian Christian brothers. And I said, Subhanallah, aren't these Christians the same Christians who are attacking Iraq? What's the difference? Only because these Arabs are Christians? I'm wondering. The migrating of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't based because of the skin, tongue, or tribe, or lineage. It was only based upon what is in the heart. And that's why those companions lived there. Some of them lived his wife, some lived his children, some lived his parents in Mecca and migrated. And one of them, whose his mother has only him, he was the only child for her, but she was Kafir, and she said to him, I won't eat, I won't drink, I won't sleep, I won't shave unless you come back. He said to her, Mom, if you are given 100 souls and these souls come out of your body one after another, for that I return, I'll not return. Subhanallah. And today, for only political goals, they are our brothers. We cut from the one piece of cake, we cut one portion, because this portion belongs to us as same tribe or lineage, subhanAllah. Just because they are Arab and we are Arab. This is not the way. We have Muslim brothers in America. We have Muslim brothers in Europe. We have Muslim brothers in Africa, in Australia, in Latin America, in Asia, and elsewhere. They are our brothers, wherever they are. And we have enemies from our own tribes, because they hate this deen. So we don't like them. This is loyalty. Loyalty is not for soil. Neither it is for oil. Loyalty is for what is in the heart. The belief. The kareef. And that's why the Quran has brought the news to be recited until the day of resurrection. As in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah 59, Ayah 8. الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. And those who were taken out of their lands and their wealth, seeking the blessing of Allah and the pleasure of Allah, and they are supporting Allah and His Messenger, those are the honest ones. Those are the honest ones. So Allah Ta'ala witnessed even their hearts. And from here we see the insufficiency and the shameful position that we are in today whenever we talk about the incident of Hijrah and even any other historical incidents like the Mawlid, the Isra, whatsoever. It turns to a way that makes the brain bolt, doesn't think, and the soul's death. Why? Because it is only sticking by appreciations and words to be circulating. And maybe some would gain out of it, either politically or for any other reason. But we don't emphasize. We don't emphasize whenever we talk about these curves in the history of this Ummah of Islam. We don't emphasize the reasons why this incident occurred. The Hijrah, the Isra and Mi'raj, and whatsoever came in them. We don't emphasize that. We just celebrate these days, and maybe we give some songs, eat some kind of food, but we are not taking the lessons out of this life. We are not taking the people from their lives to the life of which the Hijrah, the migration, made for us, which is the life surrounded by the Aqidah and filled with Ibadah and purified by the Tarbiyah and the proper methodologies. And calling people to join in order to gain some political goals, and instead of teaching them and calling them to hold the Quran and the Sunnah. And if there are any lessons, and there are many lessons in the Hijrah of the Prophet ﷺ, which never ends up, but from the most important lessons of the Hijrah of the Prophet ﷺ is the lesson that shows that love is only for Allah. is only for Allah and just for the sake of Allah, and the other key is for his deen, and sacrifice is for the deen, the religion. Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Hajr, Surah 59, Ayah number 9, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ وَهُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And then I've said what I said. If any good in it, it is from Allah, and any mistake in it, it is from my soul, from myself, and the shaitan, and Allah and his messenger are free of it, and I seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And then we began the second khutbah of today, the 13th of Muharram, 1430, the 9th of January 2009. By praising Allah and sending the peace and blessings upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then I said, the hijrah, the migration, and the meaning or understanding of the Islam, or the Islamic understanding, is to move from the land of Kufr to the land of Islam, and the land of Bid'ah to the land of Sunnah. And that is a great worship. And that is why, this worship is remaining forever. As in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, and the chain of narration which is all trustworthy, that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, I hear the Messenger of Allah saying, لا تنقطع الهجرة حتى تنقطع التوبة. The hijrah, the migration, never stops until the tawbah, repentance, stops. وَلَا تَنْقَطِعُ التَّوْبَةِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. And the tawbah, the repentance, would not stop until the sun rises from the west. However, this worship, the hijrah, is mentioned in the Quran, and that it is remaining forever, as in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 97, where Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا فَأُولَئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Those whom the angels approaches by the time they are dying, and in a form of oppressing themselves, the angels would tell them, what were you upon? Meaning, why you did not migrate? What stopped you from migrating? They say, we were weak. We had no choice. Then the angel says to them, isn't the ear so wide? Isn't the ear of Allah so wide? So you can go to, you can migrate to somewhere else where you can worship your Lord freely? And then Allah Ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Those are the ones who are going to have no place in the devil's section but Jahannam. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And what a bad end of it. It is. And you see now, the Quran clearly spoken about this ruling, which came to be general. nothing can make it special for certain cases. As in the tafsir, in some of the tafsir, they said that this proves that when the man is in a land where he cannot worship his Lord freely as it should be for any reason, and he knew that he can worship his Lord in other land, but he did not go, it means that he is in sin, because then it is obligatory upon him to migrate. And this does not contradict the hadith of لا هجرة بعد الفتح, because it means no hijra, no migration from the land which is conquered by the Muslims, because it became Muslim land now. As Ibn Qudama said in his book Al-Mughni, and Imam Baghawi said لا هجرة بعد الفتح means from Mecca to Medina. And he continued to say, and the saying of Rasulullah in that hadith, لا تنقطع الهجرة, hadith which is reported by Ahmad, he said it means the migration from the land of Kufr for those who repent or revert from other religions to Islam, or convert from other religions to Islam. And it is obligatory by the agreement of all the ulama upon the person who has two things. First, ability to migrate. Second, he is unable to expose his religion where he lives in the land of Kufr. So like this person, it is obligatory upon him to migrate. But if he does not, and he accepts to live where the kuffar are, with these two conditions, he is able to migrate, and he is unable to worship freely there in that land, and he still wants to stay there, then this shows the love of those people in that land. So this is the same. قَالُوا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ. Those are the ones whom the angel is going to ask them, what made you not to migrate? But if migration is not obligatory, by the agreement of the ulama, and even it is not recommended or preferred for those who are unable to migrate. And these ones are the ones which meant by the ayah, same ayah, or the following ayah in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 98, إِنَّ الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ حِيلَةً وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ سَبِيلًا. Except those, مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ. مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ means who lost their ability to take their decision to leave. From men and women and children. But for those ones who are able to leave the land of war, meaning the land of Kufr, to the land of Islam, and with the other condition, and they cannot worship, they cannot practice their deen freely, then they have to leave. They have to migrate. It is then obligatory upon them. But where is that land? It might be very really today. Today in everywhere you can worship. In America you can worship freely. In Europe you can worship freely. In Canada, in Latin America, in Asia, in Africa, in Australia, and everywhere you can worship. You can worship freely, and we see Muslims everywhere. And I would like to emphasize one more thing. Today migration is not possible because of the immigration rules and laws. But for those who intend to migrate to a Muslim land, and they come with working visa, and they, after a certain number of years, they are not given the permission to stay any longer, where should they go to? They should not go back to their lands. They should shift to any other Muslim country. As so many people believe that it is either Saudi Arabia or they go back. And that is wrong. And I assume that these people are only looking for comfortable life. That's it. That's Saudi Arabia's money. But if you are not able to migrate to Saudi Arabia, you can migrate to Yemen, to anywhere else, to work. To work. And if you stay in your land where you can worship, then it is okay. Because as I said today, migration, by the meaning of migration, is not seen. Except for very, very small example, or it cannot be seen today. It cannot be seen. And after we finish talking about the hijrah, the physical hijrah, we want now to talk about other kind of hijrah, which is the fundamental and the principle of the physical hijrah, which is the hijrah with the heart, to migrate to Allah and His Messenger by obeying their commands. And this hijrah is obligatory upon every Muslim, wherever he is. Wherever he is. As a Muslim, you have to leave all what Allah made forbidden for you. And you have to do all what Allah made obligatory upon you to do. And you are recommended to do whatever it is good, but it is not obligated on you. And you are also recommended to leave what is not good, even if it is not forbidden. And that is the hijrah. That is the real hijrah. And this can be exercised anywhere in the world. And it has to be exercised everywhere you go to. So, you migrate from loving other than Allah to love Allah. You migrate from worshipping other than Allah to worshipping Allah alone. You migrate from fearing other than Allah to fearing Allah. You migrate from hoping and wishing other than Allah to hope Allah. You migrate from depending and trusting other than Allah to trust other, to trust Allah alone. You migrate from supplicating other than Allah to supplicate Allah alone. You migrate from humiliating yourself for other than Allah to humiliating yourself to Allah alone. And this is what Allah Ta'ala meant by the saying in Surah Al-Dariyat, Surah 51, Ayah 50, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run away from Allah to Allah. You run away from Allah to Allah. You run away from the punishment of Allah to the mercy of Allah. From the disobedience of Allah to the obedience of Allah. And the tawheed, the oneness which is needed from the slave, is to run away from Allah to Allah. That is the tawheed. And running away from Allah to Allah means or contains the meaning of worship and whatever related to worship. So it is about Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, which all the messengers came to call to. As running from Allah, which contains Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, and admitting the decree, the Qadr, and everything exists in this world from what you like or you don't like is from Allah and by the willing of Allah, and that is understanding that and going upon that. This is the meaning of running away from Allah to Allah. And this is the meaning of the hadith in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet ﷺ said, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. I seek refuge from you by you.